Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 977, Yajna Krit. Yajna means sacrifice. Krit, who has made. Both Shankaracharya and Parashurabhata, the earliest commentators on Vishnu Sahasranams, give the understanding that this name of Vishnu indicates that he created yajnas. That's inherent in the name, but created specifically as a means for the well-being of the whole universe. Prashabhata says, Jagat hitaya yajnam adi srijati iti yajnakrit. He first, in the very beginning, created sacrifice for the well-being of the whole universe. So it's not only the well-being of the humans. All living beings are purified by that yajna, by the chanting, by the smoke, by the very fact that it's going on. And we see the demons hate this because they don't want the well-being of the universe. So elsewhere we have he who protects the yajnas in this series of names, that meaning is given to several of the names. He protects the yajnas. Again, paritranaya sadhunam vinashayata dushkritam. He protects the devotees and destroys the demons, and we often see this is in relation to yajna. When the yajnas are being performed by saintly people for the benefit of the universe, and the demons, who don't want the benefit of the universe, they are against that principle. They try to destroy the yajna, and then Vishnu comes, destroys the demons, and the yajnas go on. So we see at the very beginning of the universe, Lord Vishnu created the yajna. So he created the universe to give the rebellious conditioned souls the opportunity to engage in their fantasy of being the enjoyers of this world. But he also gave a system whereby their perverse mentality can be diverted, gradually purified by the system of yajna. Now, at the beginning of the universe, we're going to have Satyayuga. In the beginning of the cycles, there are thousands cycles of ages in every day of Brahma. So it begins with Satyayuga and Kriteya Dhyayata Vishnum. In the Satyayuga or Krita Yuga, the means of God realization is meditation on Vishnu. Tretayang Yajato Makai. And in Treta Yuga, it is particularly by performing sacrifices. Dwapare Paricharyayam. In Dwarpa Yuga, by deity worship. And Kalotadhari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, in this Kali Yuga in particular, by chanting the names of Krishna. So although yajna is specifically emphasized in Treta Yuga, it's there from the beginning of the universe. In the Krita Yuga, it's very effective to Satya Yuga, Krita Yuga. It's very effective to perform the meditational process for those who are directly aiming at Vishnu. But in all the ages, the process of yajna is there for the masses, so that everyone can be involved in pious activities which ultimately lead to Vishnu. We don't have yajna in Kali Yuga as it was previously, because people they're not interested, they're not qualified, but we have the Sankirtan Yajna. Again, it's for everyone to participate in. That the yajnas were given as the beginning, given at the beginning of the universe for the benefit of all the living beings, the benefit of the universe is for the benefit of the humans, even for the devas, they're benefited. That's stated in Gita. Lord Krishna says, Sahayagya praja shrushtva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishya dvam eshavo svishta kamaduk. In the beginning, the Prajapati, the Lord of all beings. Some commentators take this to mean Vishnu himself, and some take this to mean Brahma. If you take it as Brahma, that's correct. He's acting as the agent of Vishnu. So either way, it's correct. So in the beginning, just having created the living beings, a lot, particularly having created the praja, the progeny, at the same time, along with that, the Prajapati, Vishnu, Brahma, created, or at the same time presented, the process of sacrifice and told all the humans that this process, or told all the prajas, the created living beings, that this is for you, this process is for you. You will prosper by this, and you will get the karma dhuk, the wish-fulfilling cow. This yagya is like a wish-fulfilling cow, fulfilling all your needs, all your desires. Of course, yagyas are to be performed by pious people, and pious means they don't desire sinful things. Yagyas can be performed by sinful people also. There are different kinds of yagyas which can be performed for black magic even. We know that Indrajit, the son of Ravana, was performing yagyas. He went away during the battle with Rama to perform a yagya. So that wasn't pious. He's not pious. He's performing a yagya to get power to defeat Rama, to oppose Rama. So there are different kinds of sacrifice. But here in this series of names, this process, this whole series of names in Vishnu Sahasranam regarding yagya, it refers to the process which is undertaken by pious people. And the sinful people will take it and pervert it. But that's not what Krishna is referring to. And Krishna goes on in the Bhagavad Gita, Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantuvaha parasparam bhavayantaha shreya paramavapsyata. By this yagya, you please the gods. And the gods, means the devas in the heavenly worlds, they will support you. So it's reciprocal. Nourishing parasparam, reciprocal. Reciprocally nourishing one another, you will attain the highest benefit. Of course, the highest benefit is ultimately going back home, back to Godhead, but it is, in this context, it's pointing to that, but for worldly people, it points to the kind of happiness that is enjoyed by pious people. As Krishna goes on to say, Ishtan bhogan hivo deva dasan te yagya bhavitaha. The gods, being pleased by the sacrifice, will bestow on you the enjoyments that you desire. Right at the beginning of this Vishnu Sahasranam, we had Vishvam Vishnu Vashatkaraha. the third name in Vishnu Sahasrara, Vashatkara, which means the name, the sound Vashat is pronounced in a yajna. So one of the commentators, Radha Krishna Shastri, in commenting on this name, Vashatkara, he elaborates on this connection and interdependence between the devas, the gods in heaven, the demigods, and the humans, that the humans depend on the devas for their sustenance through rain, etc. We have that. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyadana sambhavaha. All living beings subsist on grains, food. Food is required that is produced. To produce food, rain is required. Rain comes from performance of sacrifices. That means the demigods send rain. It's not just rain, willy-nilly here, there, but sufficient amount, not too much, not too little, at the right time, seasonally. Just like now in India, we have the mango season is just coming in. If there was suddenly to be a huge storm and days of rain, then the mangoes would all blow down prematurely. And not wish I'm just saying. And whatever was left on the trees would not ripen properly because you need lots of hot sunshine to ripen the mangoes properly so they don't become rotten on the tree or remain sour or whatever. So in this way, the devas, they send the proper amount of sunshine, proper amount of rain, all these things, wind, as required, for the humans. And the humans on this earthly plane, they have to offer sacrifice. By what do they give? They offer grains in the fire. They offer ghee, which is produced from milk, which is produced from cows, which also require the grass, which requires the rain. So it's a reciprocal interaction. Radha Krishna Shastri, he elaborates on this interdependence between the humans and the devas in his commentary on Vashatkara. And this way the yajna is the connection between the devas and the people. So when we say yajna krit, he created the yajna, it's a whole mystical process for the maintenance of the universe. Vishnu is known as the maintainer of the universe. He does that in various ways, by entering into the hearts of all living beings, by entering into every atom. But this yajna process is the process by which the universe is maintained in proper order. And again, that's why he comes to reestablish dharma, because the demons, they want to stop dharma, they want to stop yajnas. We find that when, for instance, Hiranyakashipu became so powerful, he took over the throne of Indra and he usurped the proper order of the universe by himself taking the role of the various gods in charge of fire, heat, light, rain, wind, and so on. Yajnakrit also means who does yajnas. Krit can mean to create, or it can very simply mean to do, just like we get the word karma, action. So krit means one who has done an action. Krita kritya, we have this term, means one who has done that which should have been done. It's often used to mean one who has been in common parlance in modern Indian languages. It's used to mean one who has done well. So Yagyakrit also means one who himself performs yagyas, as he does in his various avatars. That's been noted already that Krishna performs yagyas, Rama performs yagyas in this series of names. We've discussed this already. Now, this suffix, krit, has come with various names. It means to do, but it also means to destroy. And Shankara, in various names with the suffix krit, gives the meaning who as one who destroys. Thus, Shankara, he also gives the meaning of yagyakrit as one who destroys yagyas. Vishnu, wait a minute, that's what the demons do. No, in this context, it means, yagyakrit means he creates the sacrifices at the beginning. That's one of the meanings that Shankara gives. But he also winds up the process of yagya at the end of the universe. So throughout the whole time of the universe, we have yagyas going on. They're given by Vishnu at the beginning, and he destroys them, or he winds up that process at the end of the universe. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning. Now, in this and the next five names, that means in six names, Bhishma, who's speaking Vishnu Sahasranam, Baladev says that he's speaking. Bhishma is giving these names, beginning with Yagyakrit, as he who is the promulgator of the path of selfless work. Yeah, yagya teaches us to not be selfish, to be selfless, which is at the basis of dharma. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So this kama dhuk, yagya gives everything. It gives dharma, it is to be executed by dharma. It gives artha, worldly prosperity. It gives kama, that which is to be enjoyed in this world by pious materialistic people, their desires are fulfilled. And ultimately, it gives moksha. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, this particular name, Yagyakrit, he says it means he who executes sacrifices, he himself performs sacrifices, in order to instruct people. He has no need to perform sacrifices. He is the object of sacrifice, as is the meaning of the next name, Yagyi. But he performs sacrifices in order to instruct others that they should do. He being the most venerable person whose example is to be followed, he performs sacrifices in order to instruct people. Name 978, Yagyi, which means he for whose sake sacrifices, yagyas, are performed. He is the ultimate beneficiary. The various commentators agree on this. Baladev Vidyabhushan also gives such a meaning. Again, we have to come to the Gita verse. Aham hi sarva yagyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. He, Vishnu, is the very purpose and the objective of every yagya. Whatever is done, whatever procedures are there, all the accessories and the mantras, they all come together to make the yagya, and the methodology performed, the mantras, everything, it's all aiming at Vishnu. And the he made the system to help people to come to him. Then it may be asked, then why are there yajñas for propitiating other gods? That answer is given in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna himself. Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shradhayanvitaha tepi mam eva kaunteya yajantya vidhi purvakam. Krishna says, he himself says that he made the yajñas to worship the demigods, but then he says that those who worship the demigods with faith, which he's recommending in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, to have faith in this process, and to have faith in the gods. But Krishna says now in the seventh chapter that those who worship the other gods, who are devotees of other gods, and who worship them with faith, they're actually worshipping only me, O son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way. So Krishna in the third chapter says, yes, you worship the gods. They'll give you everything you want by this process of yajna. But then later in the seventh chapter, Krishna says, actually, that's not the real purpose. The real purpose is me. So if we don't know the real purpose, then we worship the gods for material gains. But the yajñas, they're meant to lead to knowledge. All these activities, sarva karma kilam parata, jnane parisamapyate, all these performances of karma kanda in which yajna is prominent, they're meant to lead to knowledge. And knowledge ultimately means to know it is Krishna to be worshipped. So this is Krishna's method to gradually bring people in to Krishna consciousness. They may worship the demigods, but ultimately by worshipping, they should come to the platform of knowledge, and knowledge means that everything is ultimately, all these yajñas, everything we do, not just the yajna, but everything is meant for yajni, for Krishna, for his pleasure. Srila Prabhupada explains this in his purport to chapter 3, text 10, that why recommend toll offering to the devas if it's ultimately meant for Krishna? Srila Prabhupada writes, by performance of yajna, the conditioned souls gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. So gradually they can come to Krishna conscious and they become godly, they become pious by performing these yajñas. In his purport to chapter 3, text 11, Srila Prabhupada writes, performance of yajñas has many side benefits, ultimately leading to liberation from material bondage. By performance of yajñas, all activities become purified, as it is stated in the Vedas, Chandogya Upanishad. Ahara shuddhau, sattva shuddhi, sattva shuddho, dhruva smriti, smriti lambhe, sarva grantinam vipramokshaha. By performance of yajñas, one's eatables become sanctified. Now, this point of eatables will be coming up soon when we discuss the name Anna. But just now it's discussing that by performance of yajna, one's eatables become sanctified. And by eating sanctified foodstuffs, one's very existence becomes purified. By the purification of existence, finer tissues in the memory become sanctified. And when memory is sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation. And all these combined together lead to Krishna consciousness, the great necessity of present-day society. So yajñi, another meaning is All yajñas are in him. All the different yajñas are in him. Everything's in him, but as we're discussing such an important topic as yajña, it's specifically attention is brought to this fact by this name yagyi. One of the meanings is all yajñas are in him. All yajñas are in him, of him, by him, for him, yagyi. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.